You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 211. And as part of my month-long series in giving you tools and ideas to prepare you for an awesome next year or next quarter, depending on when you're listening in, today we're going to talk about some key steps to consistency in your business. Consistency is key. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, it's Jackie Almer from the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, and welcome to show number 211. As I mentioned, this is my month-long series. I'm giving you all different types of tools and ideas to get you ready for a rockin' 2016. It's December as I record this, so I'm not sure when you're listening in, but we're about to move into a fresh new year filled with hope and promise, and I want to give you some tools to make sure that your 2016, or again, whenever you're listening in, is going to truly be what you want it to be. And if you need a little help with coaching, don't forget I have coaching programs available. You can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach. And learn more about those. You can always check the podcast archives on my blog at jackieelmer.com. Just click on blog when you're over there and you'll find the podcast. You can listen into previous episodes and they're numbered just like this one, jackieelmer.com/211. You can go all the way back in the series just by putting in the show number. All right, so as you reflect back on how your business has gone this past year, I have a couple questions that I want you to ask yourself. Okay? Are you ready? Here are those questions. First of all, have I been consistent in my business? And second question, have I been consistent in the areas that I need for success? Chances are, if you're not where you want to be, you might be answering those questions with a big fat no. Now, we can be consistent in a number of areas. We can be consistent checking email. We can be consistent listening in on company training calls, being on Facebook. We can be consistent in a lot of ways that lead us into that belief that we're being consistent in our business. But if your business results in terms of income, team growth, product sales, those type of things, the things that are important to us in our business, if those aren't moving forward, then the consistency that we're practicing isn't necessarily the one that's going to get us where we want to go. So I want you to remember that consistency is your practice to mastery. And 10,000 hours is the key to mastering anything. That comes from Malcolm Gladwell's study that he talks about in the book, The Outliers. You can go to the show notes, jackieelmer.com/211, and get a link to that and learn more about that. So first of all, how do we create consistency in our business? Well, like anything, it starts with why. If you don't really have a powerful why for doing this business, you're going to find that your consistency in most cases is going to be up and down and really all over the place. Okay, so it starts with your why. Then it really starts with planning. I want to really encourage you to plan your year, plan each month, plan the week, and plan your day. All the time be planning those things so that you know what you're going to be doing each and every day, each and every week, each and every month, each and every quarter, each and every year in your business. That's going to help you move the needle where you want it to go. So you want to plan things out. That means planning out what networking events you're going to attend, who on your list you're going to be talking to, who do you need to be following up with, what action steps do you need to be taking in your business to create the success that you want, what home parties do you want to be planning, who do you want to reach out to host a home party for you, okay, are you going to be doing Facebook parties, all those different type things. Get all that down in your plan and write it down. Don't just plan it out in your head and think about it. Write it down. Okay. In the last show, show 210, JackieElmer.com/210, I talked about journaling. And that's a great show to listen to and give you an idea for planning and writing things down. So plan that out, write it down, and use a calendar. Okay, using a calendar is, again, going to help you stay consistent because you can look ahead and you can see, what does my month look like? What does my week look like? What things am I doing? How can I plot in those income-producing activities around everything else that I have to do in my life, in my job, in my world to survive, basically? Your calendar is going to help you figure out how to plot in those times that you're going to be working on your plan and working on that consistency of income-producing activities. Another thing that you want to do to create consistency is to create a vision for yourself of what it is you are looking to achieve in your business. Okay, create that vision. Now, I mentioned planning, and I want to really recommend a time frame that you do that. You can plan and write down on Sunday what you're going to do for the week and then track it at the end of the week. Okay, that's part of your vision. That's part of creating consistency, is to plan it, write it down on Sunday, and then at the end of your work week, track it. Look back through and say, did I follow that plan? Did I follow what I had written down in my calendar? Was I consistent? And here's the thing, when you know what to do and when to do it, you're going to be more relaxed and you're going to be more productive. It just is the way it goes. Now, another step that you can take to create consistency is to get an accountability partner. Find someone who you can team up with to be accountable to each other. And I mean, not just letting each other off the hook, true accountability. I'll be covering that in an upcoming show too. And then I want you to focus on the progress that you're making and not just your results. Focus on the progress that you're making and not just your results. We can get really frustrated and have a tendency to throw in the towel and give up if we're looking too far ahead to see if the results are showing up. So focus on the progress that you're making, even if it's just being consistent with making daily calls and the things that you know you need to be doing to move your business forward. So focus on your progress and not just your results. And then up your game by paying attention to those areas that you can improve. Okay, have you written out some success language? Do you know what it is you're going to say? Does it sound hypey? Does it sound salesy? Or does it sound natural and relaxed and engaging to people? Really pay attention to that and don't be afraid to ask for feedback from other people. Okay, don't be afraid to ask for feedback, you know, and say, can you give me any pointers? I know you're not interested, but are there any pointers you can give me about what you heard? That type thing. And then remember that taking those regular action steps is going to help reinforce consistency in your business, because taking those regular action steps is what creates a habit. And once we get into the habit of something, assuming we don't break it, we're golden. We're going to keep at it, keep at it, keep at it. So you want to grow daily in your process of creating consistency in your business. Now, if consistency is an area where you've really struggled, I can help you either through my coaching over at streetsmartwealth.com/coach, or just leave me a comment on the show notes. Go to jackieelmer.com/211 and let me know some areas that you've struggled with in terms of consistency. Or send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer and let me know. Let's work through those. Sometimes just little tiny tweaks can make a huge, huge difference. And very often what we find with consistency when we're lacking it is that we're procrastinating doing the action steps. And very often that procrastination really comes down to fear. We've got some type of fear on the inner in our inner game that's holding us back from doing what we know we need to do to move forward in our business. And if we can approach that fear, look at it, evaluate it, and find some ways to adapt to it and adjust it and move beyond it, then we'll create that consistency and we'll create that success that we want in our business. So I hope this has been helpful. If you have other questions for the show, send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. Send that over on Twitter. I'd love to hear them and I would love to get your question answered. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. And good luck creating consistency. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com.
my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.